Good morning. It's Thursday, June 11th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's issue is anchored by a genuine landmark. The first FDA-approved human trial of epigenetic reprogramming therapy has begun, with Life Biosciences dosing its first patient with a drug designed to reset aging at the cellular level. On a more urgent note for supplement users, a new study finds glucosamine may accelerate Alzheimer's progression in people with early cognitive decline, a 25% higher risk worth knowing. Elsewhere, GLP-1 drugs are showing surprising antidepressant effects mediated by the gut microbiome, and Harvard puts a precise number on the optimal strength training dose for longevity. Creatine, metformin, and the future of fecal transplants round out a packed edition. And in industry news, the headline, World First, the epigenetic reprogramming therapy designed to reverse cellular aging has entered human testing. According to Science Alert, Life Biosciences has dosed the first patient in a phase 1 trial of ER100, an epigenetic reprogramming therapy that aims to reset the chemical age marks accumulating on DNA, potentially reversing cellular aging rather than merely slowing it. This is the one to read today, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. GLP-1 drugs cut depression symptoms by reshaping the gut microbiome, from Neuroscience News. The GLP-1 agonist liraglutide doesn't just regulate blood sugar and body weight, it also reduces depressive symptoms by fostering gut bacteria that calm the stress response. Glucosamine may accelerate Alzheimer's progression in people with early cognitive decline. From Newsweek, people with mild cognitive impairment who took glucosamine supplements were 25% more likely to progress to Alzheimer's disease than non-users, according to a study published June 9th. In supplement news, metformin's longevity case gets stronger, connecting gut health, inflammation, and health span. From Psychiatric Times, a new synthesis in Psychiatric Times connects the dots between metformin's known mechanisms, mimicking caloric restriction, modulating the gut microbiome, and suppressing chronic inflammation, to explain why this diabetes drug has become a serious health span candidate. Creatine is reinventing itself as a brain and longevity supplement. From Nutritional Outlook, long known for building muscle, creatine is earning serious new attention for brain energy metabolism, cellular resilience, and preserving muscle mass in people taking GLP-1 drugs. A genuinely novel use case. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.